No problems at all. Thanks for inviting me.
I've been talking to quite a lot of Bradford fans to try to gauge their opinion on the James Hansen move over to Bramall Lane. What's been what have the Blades fans made of this transfer, James?
I think they're genuinely quite excited about it because I think you can see the point behind it. I think you can see the sort of different dynamic that James Hansen's going to bring to Sheffield United's attack. Listen, there's undoubtedly going to be sceptics, there always is, especially when I think you're talking about a player like James. I was reading a piece in one of the local papers in Bradford today, and I don't think there's a player in the Football League that wins everybody over, and James is obviously a certain type of player. But I do think he's ideally suited to the way Sheffield United play at the moment under Chris Wilder. And I think in terms of Sheffield United's perspective, I think he is ideally suited to the type of player that they need in their attack at the moment. They're scoring a huge amount of goals, but it's obviously been a great source of frustration for Chris Wilder that Billy Sharp, in terms of the strikers they've got at the football club, is the only one that's in double figures at the moment. That's something that he wants to solve. That's obviously what James Hansen has been brought in to do. And I think he'll prosper in that attack. They get an awful lot of crosses into the box. I think there's more to James than his ability in the air. So, you know, they'll be looking for him to contribute to make a sort of a good partnership with Billy or whoever else he's playing alongside. But he does bring something to that team that Sheffield United haven't had, and that is a big man, and I mean that, you know, with no disrespect, but a big man up front who punches his weight. And as we've also seen as well in the past, he's capable of scoring goals in big games as well. And that's another challenge that Sheffield United are going to have to overcome between now and the end of the season.
That's what I was going to say. Is it something maybe that Sheffield United have lacked? Because I do see it with quality from 1 to 11, but just that bit of a different option, especially in a league like League One, when you're going up against the Millwalls with the 6'3" defenders and the sort of the more direct game. That's where Hansen may be able to fit in with the Blades.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think as well his arrival at Bramall Lane, it really does give Chris Wilder and his coaching staff some different options. It's the one thing, despite concerns about the sort of sheer volume of goals that the other strikers alongside Billy Sharp are scoring, you know, the one thing that they do, they all bring something different to the table. So it gives Chris the potential to solve a variety of different problems. And I think we saw at Gillingham last weekend that although teams are going to sit back and try and make it difficult for Sheffield United, especially at Bramall Lane, between now and the end of the season, they're also going to take quite an aggressive approach, and possibly that was something that Sheffield United lacked the ability in terms of the attacking positions to cope with. They've got some excellent strikers already at the football club. Leon Clark, you know, he was signed in the summer. I think he was viewed as the striker to tackle some of the problems that James Hansen will now be asked to solve, but of a variety of different issues, that's not really worked. And Leon has sort of struggled with his fitness and struggled with injury throughout this season. So we haven't seen the best of him yet. Caelan Lavery is obviously very busy. He's shown sort of great signs of improvement in recent weeks, but he's not the tallest. He's not going to be the most dangerous in the air. Mark McNulty, of course, who was at Bradford City, played with James Hansen earlier this season as well. He's now back from a loan spell at Valley Parade. He's a real goal poacher. Matt Doan works exceptionally hard, has played, and probably out of all of those strikers, brought the best out of Billy Sharp so far, but hasn't scored for some time. So I think, you know, James Hansen's signing makes perfect sense, and there's certainly, since Chris has come into the club, there's been a sort of a common thread running through most of his signings. And James Hansen, I think, falls into this category as well. And that is players who know the league, have been able to perform in this league before, and have also shown that they can perform in pressure situations. I think when you're coming from clubs in the Football League to a team like Sheffield United or Bradford, I think it is a big challenge for them because the size of the crowds that Sheffield United and Bradford City play in front of obviously are far, far bigger than most of the other teams in those two divisions. And I think the weight of expectation is too. Now, James Hansen has shown he can cope with all of that, so I don't think there's going to be too much of a transition process when he comes out of Yorkshire.
Yeah, certainly interested to see what happens there as well. But, of course, it could be a very busy day over at Bramall Lane. Gio Shea reportedly there as well. Do you think that could be the last we hear of sort of the transfer news happening over at Bramall Lane with these two players?
I would suspect certainly in incomings. You can never say never at this time of year, of course, because it's not beyond the realms of possibility that a club further up the football ladder may well be monitoring one of Sheffield United's players and could put a bid in that is impossible for them to turn down, and that may well affect the recruitment strategy down there. But certainly at the moment, I think that will be it in terms of incomings. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see some outgoings between now and the transfer deadline. And in fact, I think that's something that Chris will probably be actively, although he might not say it publicly, I think that's something that he'll be actively looking to do. He made it very clear when he came in at the start of the season that although he didn't want a thin squad, he wanted cover in all positions, and that's something that's going to be absolutely crucial now that they're top of the table. But he said he didn't want the squad to be too big because obviously it's not a great thing for a manager to have players in a group who possibly think that no matter what they do, they're not going to get in the starting 11. And that can sort of erode away at some of the team spirit behind the scenes, as it were. That's something that's really strong at Bramall Lane at the minute. I know it's a cliche and every club says this, although it's not always true. But when you do see them behind the scenes and on the pitch, they have got a good grip there. There are sort of some really strong bonds between the players. And I think possibly by allowing a couple of those on the periphery of the starting 11 to go, that might be a way of protecting that, I think.
And James, obviously, you've been covering Sheffield United for quite some time, and the way you talk about them, what we've seen as well on the pitch and the way that Chris Wilder speaks about the club, is this one of probably the most optimistic times for Sheffield United since the drop down into League One?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they obviously made a really good go of it the season they came down under Danny Wilson, and then obviously events off the pitch sort of hijacked that campaign. But certainly since then, yeah, I think this is the most optimistic that the supporters of that football club have been, and quite rightly so. They're playing some really, really good football. They're playing some really exciting football. They're a very, very tenacious team. And I think you can just see, what it means to the manager as well. I mean, he was very keen to point out, as I say, when he got the job, that, yes, I am a Sheffield United fan, but I've got this job because of what I've done at my previous clubs at Northampton, at Oxford and at Halifax Town all those years ago as well. And I think we're seeing that. He's an excellent manager. He's got an excellent assistant. Very, very good head of recruitment in Paul Mitchell as well. But underlying all of that is the sort of the passion that I think you only get from a supporter of the team. So, yeah, at the minute, it's ticking pretty every box.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Just looking at, obviously, a little bit of a iffy couple of results, obviously, against Walsall and Gillingham, but it really has been win after win over the festive period. Just looking ahead to sort of Fleetwood and Wimbledon, two important games and two games I imagine they'll be wanting to bounce straight back onto the winning wagon again.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they were obviously held to a draw by Gillingham at the weekend, beaten by Walsall, who are a bit of a bogey team for Sheffield United over the past couple of years. The weekend before, so this is the second home game in a row tonight, and they'll be desperate to take 3 points out of this. They, I think 4 from 6 in the grand scheme of things, they'll be looking for 6 from 6, but I think 4 from 6 in the grand scheme of things won't be a bad return. And it'll be interesting to see how they go, because they had a difficult start to the season, and then pretty much since then it's been going swimmingly. So this is the first little blip they've had since August, but I think they've shown in the past that they've got that sort of character, they've got that mentality whereby they can they can come sort of bouncing back from disappointments. And they're going to have to, because over the course of a 46-match campaign, I know a lot of football managers probably don't like to talk about defeat, but, you know, you need players who can handle defeat in the right way. You know, because, like I say, you're never going to have it your own way throughout the course of what's a long and pretty testing season. So, you know, knowing how to cope with defeat, knowing how to accept it and bounce back from it, I think is part and parcel of a successful footballer and football team's makeup. That's something they've shown they can do in the past. I think they're going to have to do it again.
Yeah, certainly very interesting times over at Bramall Lane, no doubt about that. James, always an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the daytime today.
That's been my pleasure.